This summer will go down in Salt Lake City's climate history books as its second hottest ever. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Coloradan David Krimstock is heading out to get a better feel for the trails and prepare for the Park City point-to-point mountain bike race. On a couple of practice runs, he's seen firsthand on the dusty mountain tracks just how hot and dry Utah's summer was.
You could tell. The soil's just deteriorated around the rocks, so there was a lot of loose rock.
The cause of these conditions is no surprise to Brian McInerney, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service's Salt Lake City office.
Of the last 142 years, this was the second hottest we've ever seen.
The Weather Service reports that the average temperature was 80.3, just shy of the record hot summer of 2013. But McInerney can list even more troubling data points.
We had the hottest June. We had tie for a record for the driest July with just a trace of precipitation. We had 21 consecutive days of 95 degrees and above. We had the hottest nighttime temperature we've ever seen at 81 degrees.
Meteorologists count June, July, and August as summer. And this year, Salt Lake City summer landed on some pretty interesting top 10 lists. For the number of days that reached 90 degrees or more, 95 degrees or more, and 100 degrees or more. And the heat only makes it worse that northern Utah's gotten abnormally little rain and snow for 5 years in a row. Because of that exceptionally dry soil, Krimstock, the bike racer, prepared for all those rocks by beefing up his tire repair kit. Judy Faze, KUER News.